Upper Room Community Church presents Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free.
For to you I pray, my God and my King. In the morning I lay my request before you and wait in expectation.
Good evening, radio listeners. Welcome once again to our broadcast, Healing the Brokenhearted and Setting the Captives Free. As usual, it is our privilege to have you. Do you know every land, every nation has laws or rules? They have them because they want to maintain law and order in their land. Yet some persons are always breaking the law. They break them again and again. But God also speaks of lawbreakers, those who do not obey God's laws. But let's tune in to Pastor Merritt as he shares on the consequences of obeying and breaking God's laws.
We're looking at under the law. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that at the end of this message, you will thank God for Jesus even more. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now it says, Deuteronomy chapter 28, reading from verse 1. It says, if, look at your neighbor and say, if is conditional. Amen. When you see the word if, it means that certain things will happen if you satisfy certain conditions. Amen. Praise God. It says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands, not 99%, not 90%, not 60%, but all his commands. In other words, for you to be blessed under the law, you have to be God. Because only God is perfect. Is there a God inside here? Think about it. Look at these words carefully. I thank God I was not born under the law. I thank God I was not born during the Old Testament dispensation. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully, I want you to note the word carefully. Amen? Not flippantly, but carefully. Follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. Now the promises made here or given here, they are tremendous. I don't think there is any person here who would not like these promises to be fulfilled in their lives. Watch this. It says, all these blessings will come upon you and accompany you. Praise God. Amen. I like that. You heard what it said? It says, all these blessings will come upon you and and accompany you. That means wherever you go, you are blessed. Amen. If you obey the Lord your God. Now, the question is there any person that can fully obey the Lord without Jesus? You see, some people, they say, Pastor, I cannot give my heart to Jesus until I work out certain things. They say, I cannot give my heart to Jesus until I am perfect. Are you with me? You see, what you're saying is that you cannot give your life to Jesus until you obey fully all the commands of God. And the question is, can you achieve that without Jesus? You see, under the law, the Bible tells us that if you break one commandment, you break all commandments. The law is very unreasonable, you know. Very unreasonable. The law is harsh. The law lacks mercy. The law lacks compassion. The law says, I want everything or nothing. That's the law. So those of us who believe that perfection lies in human strength, human ability to obey God, you are missing it. You are missing it. Amen? In our human strength, in our human ability, we cannot obey God. You could fast for 80 days without eating. You are quicker to die, literally, than to be able to obey God in your own human strength. Amen? Praise God. Watch this. It says, verse 3, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Praise God. God don't leave out country people. Amen? Praise the Lord. God only, a lot of country people run come to town to be blessed. But blessing in our country too. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. Hallelujah. And some leave the blessings at country to come and catch the curse in town. Are you with me? Praise the Lord. I'm not throwing a stone on anybody, but praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. That's what? That's your children. Amen. Will be blessed. Praise God. If what? If you can keep all the commandments of God. Amen. Praise God. And the crops of your land, that's your income, source of income, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks, your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. Praise God. Now, you need to understand that in the Old Testament times, Jesus had not yet been manifested in the earth. Amen? And basically, these people, they were given a standard. Under the law, they were given a standard to maintain that was not achievable. Can you imagine that? They were given a standard to maintain that was not achievable. And some of you want to be blessed when you are going out. You want to be blessed when you are coming in. You want to be blessed in the country. You want to be blessed in the city. You want the fruit of your womb to be blessed based upon your human efforts. You don't want Jesus. You are saying, Jesus, I am not yet ready for you, but I want to be blessed. And you wonder why you are not being blessed. Amen? But you see, there are conditions. Under the law, you see, when you are not under Jesus, you are under the law. And when you are under the law, you are subject to the conditions of the law. And the law says, if you can't obey all the commands of God, you will be cursed. You'll be cursed. Look at this. Verses 15 to 20 says, however, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all. But once a man, you know, he was talking to me and he said, Pastor, I'm not a bad person, you know. You know, it's only one thing me weak in. One thing me weak in. And him hold up him glass of rum. Not a bad person. One thing I weak in. And as far as he's concerned, I'm all right. Amen? But under the law, as I said, if you fail in one thing, you fail everything. Amen? We have some exams like that too. You take 5 subjects and you fail 1 subject, you fail the exam. And I said, that is unreasonable. That is unreasonable. Amen? If you fail one, you fail all. Under the law. Now listen. It says here, however, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I am giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Isn't that amazing? That just as how your blessings can come upon you and overtake you, that curses can come upon your life and overtake you. It says, you'll be cursed in the city and cursed in the country. Your basket and your kneading trough will be cursed. The fruit of your womb will be cursed, and the crops of your land and the calves of your herds and the lambs of your flocks. You will be cursed when you come in and cursed when you go out. You see, when you're under the law, you're under the curse of the law. And you're under the curse of the law when you don't have Jesus. When you have not submitted your life to Jesus.
Well, we really have to continue this message next week. Interesting though, we cannot obey God on our own. We cannot obey God's words or his laws in our own strength. We need Jesus, who paid the consequences of breaking the law, to help us. Now let us pray. Father, we just thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for every person who heard this word. I pray that you open the eyes of their understanding, Lord, that they may know, Lord, what is the hope of your calling them, Lord God, to serve you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for convincing them, Lord, that they cannot on their own serve you. They cannot obey you. They need Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord. Lord, we just pray, O God, that you'll continue to heal the hearts of those who are hurting tonight, Lord. We pray that you will reveal yourself to them. All these we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you once again for listening to our broadcast. And for the next half an hour, you may call us at 809-5267. That is 809-5267. Or 969-7992. That is 969-7992. Send in your prayer request. Tell us how you feel about the program. We would like to hear from you. Well, until next week, this is Pastor Metz on behalf of Pastor Muirhead, wishing you all a blessed good evening.